Welcome to Back in the Game, a sports and mindset podcast. I'm Rob Bumbacco. In this podcast, we're here to share with you the mental skills you need to help improve your performance and get your head back in the game. We'll offer practical applications and diverse perspectives to help you apply these mental skills to your life. Hey everyone, welcome to Back in the Game, a sports and mindset podcast. Today we're going to talk about measuring progress. So I just got off a call actually with an athlete I work with, and they wanted to check in and had said, hey, you know, have struggled the last week or so, had a couple rough games, and we got into talking and I asked them about the season up to this point, and they said, well, you know, they've been playing really well and just have had these couple little off games. So I reminded him that, you know, we don't want to focus on a small little sample size and, you know, look at that as, we're having a rough season or things aren't going well. You know, we have to remind ourselves of the successes as well. And the other thing we spoke about is sports are difficult, right? You're not going to go a whole season and not struggle a little bit, right? We're going to have ups and downs. And so the main thing we discussed is, number one, let's not measure our progress by just the outcomes, just the results, right? We talk about that all the time. You know, we spoke about what are we doing to prepare ourselves to be as successful as we can. And this particular player is really bought into the mental performance stuff and really does a good job with it, prepares himself well, has real solid routines. And you know, we're going to stick with that. We're not going to change a lot of things. I think that's what tends to prolong slumps, right? Is we have a couple bad games or a bad week and, you know, we think, oh, something's wrong. We need to go ahead and fix this and change it. And then, you know, we get out of the thing, doing the things that have gotten us to where we are and that have helped us be successful. So the one kind of change we did make is, and it's not even really a change, but just kind of a shift in focus from, again, the results to what are some things in the last couple games that we feel maybe haven't gone well or we haven't, you know, that we want to improve, a couple areas that we want to improve. And this player identified two things that they felt were a little off in the games that they weren't as successful. And those become our focus points for practice this week, right? So all we're doing is we're just learning from, you know, some of the little down moments that we've had. We're identifying a plan on how to get better in those areas. And we're going to grow from it, right? So now when he heads into his next game, he's going to feel prepared, feel like he addressed the couple areas he was struggling in, and he's going to go into it feeling confident, right? So learn from failure, right? When we don't have success, how do we get better? What can we build upon or how do we learn so we can improve for our next performance, you know, and make sure we're giving ourselves credit for the successes that we are having. So keep it simple. Again, when we're struggling, that's part of the game. It's part of sports, and we don't need to reinvent the wheel, right? It's a great exercise is just to go back. If we've had a couple, you know, games a week, right? We're not at our best. Identify a couple areas we can improve. Make that a part of your practice plan, a part of your focus, get to work and feel confident going into your next game that you put in the work to set yourself up for success. Hope this was helpful. Remember to subscribe to our podcast. Follow us on Facebook. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Back in the Game, a sports and mindset podcast. Please make sure to subscribe to our podcast and follow us on Facebook. We hope you can join us next time as we continue to discuss the mental skills that you need to get your mind back in the game and perform at your best.